We've discussed it, sir.
The sub-major could glare mildly at people. He glared mildly at Mary Gay until she elaborated.
I don't believe it's the fault of the conditioning. My people are impatient, just tired of doing the same thing day after day.
They're anxious for combat, then?
No sarcasm in his voice.
They want to get off the ship, sir.
They will get off the ship,
he said, allowing himself a microscopic smile.
And then they'll probably be just as impatient to get back on.
It went back and forth like that for a long while.
Nobody wanted to come right out and say that their squad was scared. Scared of the Tauran cruiser closing on us. Scared of the landing on the portal planet. Submajor Stott had a bad record of dealing with people who admitted fear. I fingered the fresh table of organization they had given us. I knew most of the people from the raid on Aleph, the first face-to-face contact between humans and Taurans. The only new people in my platoon were Lethuli and Hirovsky. In the company as a whole, excuse me, the strike force, we had 20 replacements for the 19 people we lost from the Aleph raid, one amputation, 4 deaders, 14 psychotics. I couldn't get over the 20 March 2007 at the bottom of the TO. I'd been in the Army 10 years, though it felt like less than 2. Time dilation, of course. Even with the collapsar jumps, traveling from star to star eats up the calendar. After this raid, I would probably be eligible for retirement with full pay, if I lived through the raid, and if they didn't change the rules on us. Me, a 20-year man, and only 25 years old. Stott was summing up when there was a knock on the door, a single loud rap.
Enter, he said.
An ensign I knew vaguely walked in casually and handed Stott a slip of paper without saying a word. He stood there while Stott read it, slumping with just the right degree of insolence. Technically, Stott was out of his chain of command. Everybody in the Navy disliked him anyhow. Stott handed the paper back to the ensign and looked through him.
You will alert your squads that preliminary evasive maneuvers will commence at 20:10, 58 minutes from now.
He hadn't looked at his watch.
All personnel will be in acceleration shells by 20:00. Tinch, hut!